What's up, everyone? Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and sometimes admittedly mind-boggling side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your geek commander, Ray McNeil, and coming up on the program today, we're going to have a look back at some truly amazing technology that we featured on the program that may very soon be changing our lives. We'll talk Uber Air, SpaceX, and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update next. After a plethora of teases and an almost daily barrage of videos and images of the vehicle, the final production version of the all-electric Porsche Taycan has been revealed. The first pure EV from the German automaker comes in two variants, Turbo and Turbo S, and it starts at $150,000, or $153,000 if you put a deposit down for the launch edition, and will start being delivered by the end of the year. The Taycan started as the Concept Mission E 4 years ago at the Frankfurt Motor Show. Since then, Porsche has been doling out a steady stream of information, teaser images, and videos of the vehicle's prowess. The turbo trim level will hit 60 in 3 seconds. This is the first vehicle in the company's e-performance lineup, with the Taycan Cross Turismo coming in by the end of next year, and an all-electric vehicle landing in the automaker's SUV lineup too. With over 20,000 pre-orders already on the books, the automaker is off to a good start with its new venture, but with a 6 billion euro investment allotted to its electrification plan, well, it's going to take all three of those things and the Porsche buying public to buy into this new world to make financial sense. Oh, this is exciting. Many of you know that I am not a fan of heights. In fact, when I worked for local telecommunications, there was a lot of ladder work. Not my favorite part of the job. And even though knowing that, I'm definitely looking forward to the autonomous flying taxis of the future. Yes, I hate flying, but I hate traffic a whole lot more. Uber Technologies said it will use Australia's second largest city, that's just a few miles away from me, Melbourne, as its first international test site for the group's planned flying taxi service. The U.S. ride-sharing firm had previously chosen Dubai as the first test site outside of the U.S. for its Uber Air service, but reopened its request for proposals last month after launch delays in the Middle Eastern city. Uber said on Tuesday it will begin test flights of the pilotless aircraft in Melbourne and U.S. cities Dallas and Los Angeles in 2020 before their full-on commercial operations begin in 2023. Australian governments have adopted a forward-looking approach to ride-sharing and future transport technology. That comes from Susan Anderson. She's the regional general manager for Uber in Australia, New Zealand, and North Asia. This, coupled with Melbourne's unique demographic and geospatial factors and culture of innovation and technology, makes Melbourne the perfect third launch city for Uber Air, she said. The test flights will transport passengers from one of 7 Westfield shopping centers in Melbourne to the city's main international airport. The 19-kilometer journey from the central business district to the airport is expected to take about 10 minutes by air. Now, that's compared to 25 minutes it usually takes by car, and that's with little to no traffic. The electric on-demand air taxis can be ordered through their smartphone app in the same way that you hail a ride now. Uber's planned air fleet includes electric jet-powered vehicles that are part helicopter, part drone, and part fixed-wing aircraft, all running multiple small rotors capable of both vertical takeoff and landing and rapid horizontal flight. And yes, aren't you excited? More Uber news for today. On an overcast Monday in May, reporters met up at a parking lot behind a San Diego McDonald's to witness the future of food delivery. In the center of a large area cordoned off with yellow crime scene tape sat a 4-foot-long, 6-armed AR-200 drone with a custom-designed payload box. They came to watch Uber elevate, the aerial arm of the $72 billion ride-sharing service that tests food delivery by drone. The original plan was to observe the dramatic transport of a Big Mac, chicken nuggets, and 2 orders of fries half a mile away beyond the line of site to the San Diego State University. But with the wind clocking in at 26 knots, that trip was canceled. Instead, the burger-bearing drone lurched, rose 25 feet, hovered for about 60 seconds, and then slowly descended. At a time when it's impossible to buy a house that doesn't have a well-produced drone preview, it was an inauspicious debut for one of Uber Elevate's key new programs. Google already has approval from the FAA to make unmanned commercial deliveries as part of its Wing program in Blacksburg, Virginia. This month, Amazon.com Incorporated unveiled a revolutionary drone it hopes will deliver household goods. But the team behind Uber Elevate, which is still waiting on FAA approval, believes its drone service is the future of food delivery. The company anticipates that commercial business will begin this summer in San Diego. It plans to start pricing then, consistent with Uber Eats delivery pricing. At the start in San Diego, those fees can range up to $8.50. Now, over the next 4 years, the food delivery business is estimated to increase 12% a year to $76 billion by 2022. Uber isn't disclosing the cost of drone testing, but according to the filings in advance of its IPO, Uber Advanced Technologies Group, which includes Uber Elevate and the company's self-driving car unit, spent about $457 million on research and development in 2018 alone. Uber Elevate has no immediate plans to send drones to your home. Safety issues are a sticking point right now. A mid-air collision could send the device and their burgers onto unsuspecting pedestrians below, and that would not be good for business. Noise pollution from whirling rotors is also another concern. Now, instead, drones will fly to designated safe landing zones where waiting couriers will pick up deliveries to bring to your door. Drones might also land on the roof of a parked Uber car outfitted with a QR code, which will then transport the food that last leg to its destination. The company is betting that customers will demand drones for the time savings and eventually price savings. For a delivery 1.5 miles away, ground transportation averages about 21 minutes. Drones can make that trip in about 7 minutes. Uber Elevate is planning to unveil its own customized drone this year, reaching speeds up to 70 miles per hour. The company is also bullish on vertical takeoff, vertical landing vehicles for people, and predict you'll be tapping an Uber Air button on your smartphone by 2023. For most of the process, Uber has been working with McDonald's, along with testing flight paths. The team has also spent months designing packages that keep burgers intact, French fries hot, and ice cream cold. Check this out. Just a few days after showing off the shiny silver exterior of SpaceX's new spaceship, Elon Musk has provided a peek on the inside. The SpaceX founder gave us a design update about Starship and Super Heavy, the reusable spacecraft and rocket, respectively, that the company is developing to help humanity colonize Mars. Musk delivered the presentation in front of the newly assembled stainless steel Starship MK-1, the first full-size prototype of the 100-passenger spacecraft. And a couple days later, he gave us a look at the interior of the 165-foot-tall MK-1. The MK-1 sports three of SpaceX's next-generation Raptor engines. The final Starship will have 6 of them, and the Super Heavy will have space for up to 37 of the engines. At least 31 of those slots will probably be filled on each launch of the huge booster, Musk said. The MK-1 will make its first flight soon, That's really all we know, if all goes according to plan, that is. In the next month or so, SpaceX aims to launch the prototype on an uncrewed 12-mile high jaunt into the skies above SpaceX's South Texas facility. A Starship prototype could reach orbit within 6 months if development work continues to go well. That milestone flight will probably be made by a future version of the spacecraft, Musk added, perhaps the MK-4 or MK-5. And we might not have to wait too long after that for commercial operations to begin. Starship and Super Heavy may start launching communication satellites as early as 2021, and the company has a crewed mission on the docket with a targeted launch date of 2023. That one booked for a round-the-moon trip by a Japanese billionaire who said he plans to take a handful of artists with him. BMW has spent the last few years steadily working towards an electric motorcycle, and this week, it showed off a revamped vision of what that bike might ultimately look like. As part of a suite of announcements tied to the company's new push to accelerate its electrification plans, BMW revealed the Motorrad Vision DC Roadster, an electric motorcycle concept that looks as close to road-ready as almost anything that the company has shown off before. In true concept form, the company hasn't released any specs, and it hasn't said if or when it will turn into a real motorcycle that people can actually buy. But it's one of the most grounded takes on an electric motorcycle from BMW yet. The German automaker's road to an electric motorcycle really started with the release of the fairly practical C-Evolution electric motor scooter back in 2014. Over the course of the next few years, the C-Evolution, which is basically the size of a motorcycle, was eventually upgraded enough that it offered 100 miles of range per charge and a top speed of 80 miles per hour. With a retail price of nearly $14,000, though, the C-Evolution became little more than a sort of limited test run for the electric future of BMW's Motorrad division. But it's been obvious that BMW wants to do bigger and better things with an electric motorcycle. In 2016, BMW went all out with the Vision Motorrad Next 100 concept bike, which looked like it came straight from the set of a superhero movie. And in 2017, BMW showed off the Motorrad Concept Link, which was like a more futuristic version of the C-Evolution. That brings us back to the new Motorrad Vision DC Roadster. It's a highly stylized bike for sure, but it also looks like something you could buy from a dealer right now, with a lot of money anyway. If you squint, you can see that BMW has taken some ideas from its more outlandish electric motorcycle concepts and squeezed them into this new vision of the future. And they've been assigned a bit more purpose. For instance, the excessive grills or ribs found on the Motorrad Next 100 are back in more moderate amounts. BMW says these will help cool the battery pack. The motorcycle is also, of course, bathed in BMW's signature colors. In total, it feels like BMW is saying with the Motorrad Vision DC Roadster, hey, we know we spent the last few years going pretty far out with our motorcycle concepts, so here's a taste of what we really want to make. It's a concept bike that calls on past BMW designs, and it doesn't stretch the idea of a BMW motorcycle so far that diehards won't buy in. It's not clear when the company will put a real electric motorcycle on the road, but considering BMW just announced that it's moving its electrification plans up by 2 years, there's still a chance that it will be sooner rather than later. Check this out. The Drone 40, introduced by Melbourne-based defense technology firm Defentex, is a drone whose niche involves a 40-millimeter grenade launcher. It's a range expander of sorts for infantry, a new and novel loitering munition, and a testament to the second order effects of a thriving drone parts ecosystem. Drone 40 was created as a solution to the problem of range. Drone 40 is designed to fly with minimal human intervention, and the drone can work with multiple Drone 40s flying together and operating off the sensor data from a single ISR drone in the swarm. Most of the flying, identifying, and tracking of its targets is done autonomously. However, human control remains an essential part of the machine's operation. Drone 40 is also designed to be scaled up. Defense Techs is working on a Drone 81, a larger round designed to work with mortar tubes. And there are other drone models in the works as well, matched to specific munition sizes. If successful, it will create a whole new arsenal of possibilities for range-expanded munitions that fit into existing platforms. The latest bout in Las Vegas is not taking place in a ruckus casino boxing ring, but in the hushed rooms of planning committees. The reigning champion, the Las Vegas Monorail, is facing upstart challenger, the Boring Company, in a fight to decide the future of Sin City's urban transportation. Now, in May, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority approved a $48.7 million contract for the Boring Company to design and build a short underground transit system at the city's convention center, this using Tesla's electric vehicle running through narrow tunnels. The ambitious contract calls for the system, called the LVCC Loop, to be up and running in time for the city's biggest trade show, CES, in January of 2020. Now, over the next 18 months, TBC has to construct one pedestrian tunnel, 2.8-mile vehicle tunnels, and three underground stations, as well as modify and test 7-seater Tesla cars to carry up to 16 people. TBC has already submitted detailed construction plans to the city for review, which TechCrunch has obtained and recently raised $120 million in funding as well. Now, the company hopes to start construction later this summer, but TBC's tight deadlines and the payments it receives by meeting them could be jeopardized by the monorail's concerns that the new tunnels could undermine its own system. To connect two parts of the convention center, the loop will have to burrow directly beneath the monorail's elevated tracks. At the final bell, the Winchester Town Board awarded the round to the monorail, conditioning the loop design's approval on regular coordination between TBC, the monorail, and the city's Public Works Department. While the monorail and Elon Musk's loop don't yet compete directly, TBC's ultimate ambition is to expand the LVCC loop from a campus people mover to a Vegas-wide transit system serving the airport, the Strip, and well beyond. The monorail itself started as a short 1-mile system shuttling tourists between the MGM Grand and another hotel using monorail cars bought from Disney World in Florida. It now extends nearly 4 miles and carries up to 67,000 passengers a day during its busiest times. TBC has promised that the loop will be able to handle up to 4,400 passengers an hour. That's equivalent to more than 100,000 passengers a day as soon as it becomes operational. And although TBC hopes its loop system will eventually span the city, a TBC contractor at the Winchester meeting said that public access could be limited for the time being. We will monitor how it's open to the public based on our commitment to our trade show customers on any given day, said Terry Miller of the Cordell Corporation, which has been awarded a $1 million contract to oversee the project. During CES, it will be a little more difficult to have the public coming in and out than it would be for a smaller trade show. The next challenge for TBC is getting all the necessary permits to excavate a shaft to deploy its tunnel boring machine underground. Its schedule calls for construction to begin sometime in September. Good news for coffee and tea drinkers. No more wasting time and energy waiting for the perfect cup. Thanks to HeatWorks, the company responsible for creating an innovative new heating carafe, well, you won't have to. Using the patented HeatWorks Ohmic Array technology, the Duo Smart Untethered Carafe has the power to heat water to the exact degree while you pour. I'll let Susie at HeatWorks explain the tech.
We actually use the water itself as the heating element. Okay, so it passes through these graphite electrodes here. Then that charge causes the molecules inherent in the water to vibrate really quickly. And then bumping against each other, that's what creates the heat.
So how do you use this thing? The precise temperature control on the side panel lets you pick the water temperature to the plus minus 1 degree. Simply set your temperature, pour the water into the reservoir, it fits about 4 cups, and pour the water into your cup. The carafe features one spout for filtered cold water and another spout for hot water, hence the Duo. On the red side, the water appears to heat up instantaneously or pour from the blue side for crisp, cool water. The entire device is battery operated too, making it perfect for taking it to the office or really anywhere you like. You'll also be able to plug it in so the carafe can stay comfortably on your kitchen table or desk to charge for on-the-go use. The Duo boasts 99% energy efficiency and an advanced water filtration system created by HeatWorks CEO Jerry Callahan, who wanted to create a heating system without using metal heating elements. Now, the Duo is not yet available for purchase, but the company says
This hot water heater is. Okay. You can order it from our website. We're probably going to be shipping Petra, I would say, end of next year, maybe first part of 2020. We want to perfect it before we take it to market, you know? And so it has taken a little bit more time than we expected, but the same technology is used in all the products, and we're UL approved, so the technology is patented and it's solid.
And as far as price,
Petra is probably going to be around $399. Duo, going to try to keep it under $200.
And you can pick up the water heater right now for $799. For more information, head on over to myheatworks.com. And now for random headlines. These are stories I didn't have time to get to, but I thought deserved a little attention. Check this out. Origin crammed an Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, and an awesome gaming PC all into one computer case. A new extended trailer for Star Trek Picard was released at Comic-Con, showing Data, Seven, and more, and I couldn't be more excited to check out the next chapter of this TV show. The U.S. has recently taken down an Iranian drone using new jammer technology. Barcy's $1,500 robot bartender is promising cocktails with AI precision. Tiny vibration-powered robots could repair your body from the inside. Lotus's all-electric hypercar fully charges in 9 minutes. And SpaceX's Starhopper test vehicle successfully makes its first bounce. Elon Musk tweeting, "Water towers can fly." Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, well, you need to send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update and check out the podcast. Audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audioburst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax.